Jim, not the result you were looking for, and a difficult game today with the conditions making things a bit of a lottery at times, wasn't it?
It was, yeah. It's not the result that we're looking for, but sometimes in football, when things aren't going for you, they don't go for you. I think we've beat ourselves in the last two games at home. Going back to Tuesday, ridiculous how we lost that game after being 1-0 up. But we've had a good shot this week. We've started poorly today. Again, a corner's come in. They've lost the flight of the ball and the lad taps it in. That doesn't happen to us at the minute. It can happen, but it's not happening to us. But as I say, they responded well. We've gone down the other end. We've hit the bar. We've created chances. As you say, terrible conditions. You know, they had the wind first half. But when we get the wind second half, we get back with a great strike from Sean Miller. And then it looks like we're just going to step on and go. We camped in the half for large periods. And then one break down the right, cross into the box. Tucks it away, and then we have other chances to get back, you know. So it's just that little, yeah. You know, we've got to tighten up at the back, we've got to tighten up going forward because we are creating the chances. You know, we are where we were before today, the second leading goal scorers in the division. But at the back, that's been our Achilles heel all season. You know, defending set plays, whether they lose the flight or not, it doesn't matter, it's got to be whack clear. You know, the second goal, you know, as a defender, you shouldn't really be too bothered what's going on ahead of you. Because you're always thinking, right, what happens here? What ifs? If they break, where do you get down the sides? Can I stop the cross? Can I open up in the middle? It was just all a little bit too easy. And as I say, I don't think Barry Roach had a save second half. I remember one shot from Wilkinson trickling past the post. But as I say, sometimes when it's against you, which it is at the minute, you can get that. You can get that kick in the teeth. And we've just got to remain positive and come out fighting again. Yeah. You know, live for another day. There's another game Tuesday, a difficult game. But, you know, There's just something with us, but on the other hand, I have to say, I don't think we're that far away.
No, I've got to say, I think you were close.
We played some good stuff today.
Did,
the conditions
going
and all
forwards,
that. You know, we had a little spell just before half time where the wind seemed to get up and our passing was poor and it was going out. But we've created numerous chances today. You know, enough to score. You know, 2, 3, maybe 4 goals. Ellison will be disappointed. He got in a couple of times, but. You know, we've played some all right stuff, we've created chances, but as I say, our Achilles heel all year, and the goals against Colham on the league tells us the story that we haven't been good enough at the back, we're not switched on enough. So that's the way it is.
There was an incident in the second half, you mentioned the Kevin Ellis chance, which was just dribbling just past the far post. There was also an incident where Sean Miller dribbled into the box, he seemed to be clipped, stayed on his feet.
Honesty, yeah. And then
he was too honest for his own good there,
yeah.
Do you think?
I do, yeah. You know, I don't want to see any of my players diving down, but on that occasion, he was about to let fly, wind behind, 9 yards from goal or whatever it was. He's got a clip, but he's been honest enough to try and stay on his feet to put the ball in the back of the net, but unfortunately, we've been getting that clip. It just took it away. And they're the little fine dividing lines, the little fine margins that we talk about. You know, I don't think we deserve to lose the game today. I don't think we deserve to lose the game on Tuesday. But the way it is, we were 4 unbeaten before Northampton. We got beat by a very good Northampton side. Now we've lost 3 on the spin. It can happen. But like I said to him in there, you know, I won't tell you what goes on in the dressing rooms. And, you know, players have a try and sort things out amongst themselves and things like that. But the main thing is keeping calm. You know, the only time to panic is if you... bottom of the league, like I said to them, and you know, you've got 2 games to play and you're 6 points away from safety. It's, you know, I'm not stupid enough to know that it is a results business and we've lost 3 on the spin and, you know, the crowd can get anxious and you can get frustrated and that's life, that goes on, but you've got to take it on the chin, we've got to move forward and go again Tuesday. You know, we're a little bit depleted, we look like we need to freshen up a little bit, but... You know, the players that are here are going to go out and, you know, really fight, and even for their own individual futures. You know, a lot of our squad at the minute are out of contract, and you know they've got to go and put the foot on the gas, and whether it be they stay here or they move on, the professional footballs, the owner being the game, they've got to keep going, they've got to keep sticking together, keep working hard, and sooner rather than later, you know, a little bit of luck changes, and it only takes just a little thing. You know, look at Wimbledon recently when they won 4 on the spin and they get themselves into the playoffs or whatever. I know it's not all about luck and things like that. We have got to do more defensively to keep the ball out and not offensively. We've got to do more to put it in the back of the net when we create the chances that we're creating. But I don't think we deserve to lose the game today. I don't think we deserve to lose the game on Tuesday. But again, that's life. It's football. And we've just got to keep going.
What about yourself, Jim? Because you sounded so distraught on Tuesday.
I was frustrated Tuesday.
Are you going to stay here and stick it out? I mean, you're not going to walk away from this because you're getting frustrated. You've had three defeats.
Why would I love the club? You know, I would never walk away from this football club. They want to push me if the fans aren't happy with me. That's, again, some people haven't been happy with me from day one when I first signed. Remember someone came here as a player? But that happens, you know, you just keep going. There's no way the relationship I have with this football club, and this is the problem with, you know, I'm not going to go on about what size of our club is compared to others. Yeah, you know, there's other clubs who are going to do well, who are similar size, and there's other clubs who are going to struggle, but I think we're 15th in the league. You know, the first and foremost is to stay in the division, but I've never ever said, oh yeah, you know, that's all we're trying to do. I've set targets for the lads this season to get in the playoffs, because somewhere, every now and then in any division, someone over excel. You know, look at Leicester this year, Accrington to be fair to him, doing fantastic. You know, some good players who are playing well and they're getting the results and they're in and around the playoffs. You know, any division, Yeovil the other year going up and then going up again, it does happen, and that's the belief that you should have going into any season. That's been my belief this season. We were four unbeaten. We've played some good stuff today. We've created chances. On another day, we win it. You know, we nicked it down there 2-1. They've nicked it off us today 2-1. It happens. It's life. There's no way I'm going to, you know, come on. You've lost three games. As I say, you know, I have a good relationship here. I know they won't get a manager that works harder than me. And we're giving our all.
Do you feel appreciated? Because Peter McGuigan, the chairman, was here as well. Do you feel you're getting the support from the board right now?
Of course I am. Of course I am. Yeah, you know, let's be honest. Every club in the country is freshening squads up at the minute. I would like to freshen our squad up. Now, there's a couple of players there that I've had a nibble at in the past for Newport today. But if it's not possible, it's not possible. Peter McGuigan's put an unbelievable amount of money into this football club. And he's a fantastic chairman. Me, I've got great respect for him. I have a good relationship with him. You know, and we're doing our best. He's built the stadium. We've been promoted into the Football League. We're established as a League Two club. You know, I don't think it's time when you lose three on the spin. It might get worse before it gets better, but I'm confident that, you know, we'll be all right and we'll carry on going. But, and I know, again, results business, people are going to turn out and say, oh, we lost three on the spin, it's not good enough. Sack the manager. You know, I think I got it right on Tuesday with me formation change and the subs, and it played well. You know, we kicked on, we got the momentum, we got the goal in front, we should have got 2-0 up, but we switched off, and that's down to individuals, you know. And at the time, I had a go at the players, and I told the players, I'll have a go at you because I've stuff by you. You know, anyone who's been, the likes of Roach, Ellison, Parrish, Fleming, who've been here for the time that I've been manager, I've never ever slated the players in the press or, you know, and on that occasion I said, I'm not going to say something that I wouldn't say to you. You deserve a little bit of criticism, you deserve to be booed off, because you shouldn't lose a game at 85 minutes when you're 1-0 up and they haven't laid a glove on you in the second half. And that's what happened. They have two chances, bang, you lose the game 2-1, and suddenly Jim Bentley hasn't got a clue. You know, all our preparation was right. We knew where the strengths and weaknesses were. We picked the team on Tuesday because when I heard there was a pitch inspection at 3 o'clock, the wind was going to get up. You're thinking, oh, here we go, it's another Dagenham. We'll go big and strong. You know, when be physical, you know, play like we did against Dagenham in the league when we won 1-0, because we learnt our lesson from the FA Cup game. As it was, the rain stayed off, the pitch played well, the wind stayed down, and it became a little bit more of a, well, here we go, I'll have to change this. And I changed it for the, you know, in a positive respect, and we went on, we built the momentum, we got the goal, and as I say, we should have won that game. We should have won it.
Yeah,
you know, and I think we got it right. It's down to a couple of individuals switching off, but it's been our Achilles' heel all season. Yeah. Defensively, haven't been good enough. You know, and as I say, the goals against Corum says that. Today, did you think we deserved to lose?
I didn't think you deserved to lose. No, it is a fine thing, and you know, if Ellison takes that chance, it's a 2-2 draw. You've got a good result.
I know, and I think we had chances even when we got back to 1-1. You know, yeah, we've got to do more to stop the goals. Again, that comes down to individuals. You know, when I'm asking them at half-time, they've all lost the flight of the ball. It's gone up, it's dipped on the wing and on the wind, and suddenly it falls right at the feet of their centre forward. He puts it in, you're 1-0 down. You think, but they responded really well. Mm. Within a minute, I think we hit the crossbar twice. I think one of them was offside. We asked questions. They look a decent outfit. They've been down the bottom of the division. They brought a new manager in. I think they've got six loan signings in there, and they've all made a contribution. That's what I'm saying. I'd like to freshen ours up, but going back to the backing of Peter McGuigan, he's always given me what he can.
Yeah.
And the board. And they're all, you know, they all want to kick on. We're working hard for investment and things like that because, you know, can you sustain being a football league club with crowds of what we're getting? You know, we need, you can't expect people to keep putting their hands in the pocket and spend the money that they haven't got because for what? Because at the end of the day, you could have another situation like other clubs. You know, the Rushden and Diamonds, who are a massive club, Scarborough, who are a well-established club. You know, you can't tell people how to spend the money. But at the minute, I think we need to freshen the squad up. It needs a little bit of an oil change. It needs, not to say, you know, wholesale changes, because as I said to you before, I don't think we're far away. When you're second leading scorers in the division, you've got one end of the... You know, someone's saying to me, why don't we play 4-4-2? Well, why? We played majority of our football this season 4-2-3-1, and we're the second leading goal scorers, and we've probably created more chances than anyone in the division. We've had unbelievable bad luck with referees this season. I must have roasted the referees this season 13, 14 times, and the most of it's come back. Yeah, you were hard done by there, it was offside, yeah. That offside goal conceded against you. Wimbledon away, Notts County away, shouldn't have been allowed. We've had opportunities. We've got Kevin Ellison's had probably 4 goals ruled out for offside this year when he's been onside. It's the little bit of luck. We've lost our captain, who I think on Tuesday would have been ideal to pull people into position and get them right. I you know, I never booted them in the knee and put them out for the season. It's just the way it is. But you've got to keep going.
Of course.
As I say, I've got a great relationship with the chairman and the board of directors. They're doing all they can to improve us. I'm doing all I can to improve us, and I'll continue to do that. Jim, and I will never, ever walk away from this football club. Let's get that right. Because I love it too much. I've got a great relationship. And as I say, I work hard, and I only want what's best. And I'll keep going and keep going, and that's all I can do. If they ever turn around and say, yeah, time to go, I'll move on, and I'll hold my head up high because I know that I've tried my best and I've given it my all, and I know what I'm working with. We're not blessed. We're not blessed in any department compared to other football clubs in this division. But there's always that chance that you can get a couple of players who come in and do well. You know, who would have thought, say, you know, Devitt would have had the season he did this year. Sean Miller, who's on the scrap heap. Tom Barkhuizen, who's on the scrap heap. Suddenly, we've built a little team together that's not bad. But the Achilles heel, yes, obviously, has been at the other end.
Jim, thank you very much indeed for your honesty, yeah, and for explaining that. And
thanks for the question.
All the best for Tuesday. Well, yeah, I think it probably needed to be asked, but you've answered it. So
yeah, no
there
problem.
You go. Yeah. All right, cheers. Thank you very much.